enormous and bulbous, like a fist as big as a city, rising slowly out of the lake. Lava dripped from it like water. Such was his shock that the Sith lightning concentrated in Shigar's left hand fizzled out. The rest went with it, along with the pain. Shigar understood then, with piercing clarity, that he had been the source of all of it. Ever since Darth Kratos' initial lightning strike, the voice whispering in his mind, and the doubts it had expressed, had been none other than his own. His lightsaber lay in blackened pieces at his feet. His suit stank of smoke. He stood up. The thing from the lake towered over them, no longer rising, just looming, blocking out the sky. The noise it made was deep and resonant, like the song of a deep-sea mammal. It sounded like a summons, offered in the language of worlds. A small silver dot moved across the sky. Stryver Scout. Beyond that hung the brilliant constellations of the combined fleets. Flashes of light danced among them, indicating that they were returning fire. Shigar couldn't tell if they were firing at the hexes or one another. He looked down at his hands. His gloves were burned right through, but his fingers and palms were undamaged.
"This is the path laid down for you," said Master Satil into his mind.
They were the same words she'd used on Coruscant. Shigar almost wept with commingled triumph and despair. She was alive, but where did that leave him? Was he tainted by the dark side, even though he hadn't actually struck out at Darth Kratos? Had Master Satil truly known all along that it would come to this, and never warned him? Again he thought of Lorin, telling him that he was lucky for being lifted out of obscurity to train for the Jedi Order. He'd even believed her, and found strength in the knowledge that his master and the High Council would endure.
"Whatever happens today, you'll go back to the life you know."
Not anymore. "The galaxy is painted in black and white," he realized, feeling the truth and certainty of it deep in every bone. "But from far enough away, it all looks gray."
Chapter 40. Thick red currents pulled Axe irresistibly downward, tumbling her like a red blood cell in a heart attack. Master Satil gripped her wrist so tightly she feared her bones might break, and she gripped the Jedi back just as hard. She could see nothing but her heads-up display and hear nothing but alarms. The precise specifications of the Republic armored environment suit were unknown to her, but she imagined its cooling system screaming as they tried to radiate the excess heat, only to be overwhelmed and fail. She waited, but that didn't happen. They were tumbling just as violently as before, but she wasn't getting any hotter. Instead, a strange feeling came over her, a feeling that was neither entirely physical nor entirely psychic. For all the battering and pummeling going on, she wasn't in any immediate danger of being crushed or burned. The fluid just looked like lava. She wasn't being drowned. Tasted, perhaps. Or embraced? A powerful urge to swim overcame her, but not to reach the surface. There was something in the lake with them. Something that wanted her to come closer. She began to kick and struggle against the current. Master Satil was a dead weight until she divined Axe's intention and joined in the effort. They wriggled through the thick red mass,